A first in Ukraine since Russia invaded. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The government is restricting electricity use, wanting to slash it by 20% after Russian bombings the past 2 weeks knocked out about a third of Ukraine's power plants. They've also targeted some residential areas with deadly drone and missile strikes. President Biden says Russia's leader is going after civilians
to try to intimidate them into capitulating. They're not going to do that.
Well, the U.S. has accused Iran of giving Russia kamikaze drones to use as weapons. That's just been denied today by Dmitry Polyansky, Russia's deputy ambassador to the U.S.
No drones were supplied by Iran to Russia for the use in the conflict in Ukraine.
Today, the president will go to Pittsburgh to tout the new infrastructure law at the site of a bridge that collapsed in January that is now being rebuilt. Now, the president also goes to Philadelphia later to campaign with John Fetterman, the Democrat trying to win a Senate seat Republicans now hold. Fetterman's GOP opponent, Dr. Mehmet Oz, told a Fox Hannity town hall,
"If you really love the environment, you should root for natural gas, because that's how we've dropped our carbon footprint the last 15 years.
Now, President Biden is tapping into the strategic U.S. oil reserve even more to try to lower gas prices. He's also trying to focus on electric cars. The Biden administration putting out grants that are worth nearly $3 billion to companies involved in the manufacturing of batteries. A bust outside the Supreme Court involving an 80-year-old man parked illegally nearby.
According to Capitol Police, Tony Payne of Tunnel Hill, Georgia, allegedly wanted to deliver documents to the Supreme Court. The police found the van late Wednesday afternoon, and Payne told police there were guns inside the vehicle, where a shotgun and two handguns were uncovered.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is concern about two COVID Omicron subvariants possibly leading to an increase in cases this fall. As the CDC takes a step back reporting infections starting today, it will only publish COVID case and death numbers weekly. There is new COVID research showing an increase in deaths among pregnant women.
A study commissioned by the nonpartisan U.S. Government Accountability Office finds pregnancy-related deaths in the U.S. spiked nearly 80% since 2018, with COVID-19 leading to a surge in reported pregnancy-related deaths last year, nearly 1,200. Health officials say women who contract the virus while expecting face elevated health risks. Researchers seeing the percentage of preterm and low birth weight babies go up in 2021, and more pregnant or postpartum women reporting symptoms of depression, and say the maternal death rate was disproportionately higher for Black and Hispanic women. The largest spike in pregnancy-related deaths between July and December of last year amid the spread of the Delta variant. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There's yet another story involving illegal drugs being smuggled into the U.S. that look like candy. 12,000 fentanyl pills found at a TSA checkpoint in Los Angeles.
Authorities say the fentanyl pills found Wednesday were disguised inside boxes of Sweet Tarts, Skittles, and Whoppers after an individual attempted to go through airport security. The suspect managed to get away but has been identified. The incident once again prompting law enforcement to encourage parents to be cautious this Halloween about the candy their children bring home, as there have been multiple reports across the country of fentanyl manufactured in rainbow colors or disguised in wrappers. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after a return to selling. In the baseball playoffs, the San Diego Padres got even, with the Philadelphia Phillies taking game two of the National League Championship Series 8-5, and the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 4-2 in the opener of the ALCS. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.